Goeiemôre en baie welkom by hierdie uitgawe van My Mooi Dorp. Dit is die program waar ons alle dorpe wil help om weer of vir die eerste keer modeldorpe te word. En dit beteken dat alle basiese dienste gelever word, dus dat daar funksionele dorpe is en dat die gemeenskappe van alle dorpe in alle woongebiede van alle dorpe florerend moet word. Want dit help nie dat een woongebied floreer en 'n ander nie. In hierdie uitgawe wil ek sommer begin met 'n interessante brokkie wat die week onder my aandag gekom het en dit is oor die munisipale verkiesings waaraan daar nou vir die eerste keer onafhanklike kandidate kan staan om verkies te word. As 'n politieke party kandidaat benoem om in 'n sekere gebied te staan, dan word kandidate op een van die volgende maniere verkies. In die eerste plek is daar 'n kandidaat wat regstreeks verkies word. Maar dan volgens proporsionele stemme word daar ook kandidate verkies. Met ander woorde, as 'n politieke party byvoorbeeld 1/3 van die stemme kry, dan is 1/3 van die volgende groep kandidate dan wel 'n lid van daardie party. En 2/3 van die ander party, of hoe dit ook al sy. Met ander woorde, daar is regstreekse kandidaatverkiesing en daar is proporsionele kandidaatverkiesing. Maar, as jy as 'n individu staan, 'n enkel persoon, onafhanklik van enige iets, dan kan jy net die stemme kry van 'n direkte verkose kandidaat. Jy kry geen bykomende lede, danksy jou proporsionele stemme wat jy ingesamel het nie. Maar, as jy as 'n onafhanklike 15A organisasie registreer, met ander woorde, dit is dan 'n groep of beweging wat nie 'n politieke party is nie, wat as 'n 15A beweging of organisasie geregistreer is, en ek verstaan die registrasiegeld is maar baie min, dan kan jy as 'n kandidaat van die groep staan. Daar is sekere vereistes van hoeveel handtekeninge jy moet kry ensovoorts ensovoorts om so 'n organisasie te kan stig. Maar dan staan jy sê maar as 'n lid en ek noem nou sommer maar die Sondagsrivier Vallei sê maar jy staan as die Sondagsrivier Vallei Belastingbetalersvereniging of die Sondagsrivier Vallei Aksiegroep of wat jy ook al die groep noem en jy staan as 'n kandidaat en jy kan dan regstreeks verkies word. Maar omdat jy dan as 'n 15A onderneming geregistreer is, kan jy nog 'n kandidaat of kandidate volgens die proporsionele verkiesingsstelsel nog mense bykry om op die raad te dien. Dus, jy verloor nie dan jou proporsionele kandidate nie. Dit is aan my nuusbrokkie vir die dag. Ek gaan julle ook binnekort bekendstel aan 'n baie innoverende vrou van De Dorens wat ook begin het om 'n gemeenskap te inspireer om hulle gebied mooier te maak. Ek wil julle vandag voorstel aan twee mense uit die Sondagsrivier Vallei. Al twee van hulle was woedende jongmans, aktiviste, opstokers, moeilikheidmakers, belhamels, noem dit wat jy wil, maar hulle het verander. En dit is belangrik om elkeen se story te hoor, want daar is in jou eie gemeenskap mense met soortgelyke stories. Miskien het hulle nie so ver op die pad gevorder as Sanele en Cloud nie, maar hulle is dalk gereed om op hierdie pad te vorder waar hulle verander van 'n moeilikheidmaker tot 'n baie dinamiese leier wat sy gemeenskap se belange op die hart dra. Kom ek stel julle voor aan die twee manne en luister na hulle stories, wat dalk ook jou story kon wees as jy in dieselfde omstandighede groot geword het.
My name is Sanele Makatesi. I was born in Cape Town in a township called Khayelitsha. That's where I grew up. And then after some time, after grade 12, I went to study in University of the Western Cape. Then in 2018, I decided to come to San Ysidro Valley because my mom was born here. And when I arrived here, I found out there's a need for the skills that I have. of community development. So I've called my parents and said I'm going back to Cape Town. So since 2018, I've been volunteering for an organization called Lung Obstruction Care Center, which is based in Sandys River Valley Municipality.
Saneli, jy is nou betrokke by gemeenskapswerk. En ons weet almal dat mense wat in gemeenskappe werk, gaan nou nie juist die rykste mense in die land word nie, nog minder een of ander helse magnaat. Maar wat het jou getrek na hierdie werk toe en hoekom wil jy dit doen?
I've tried to work in private companies or private sector, but couldn't get happiness in those companies. But when I started volunteering for organizations around SA, that's where I found out that I have a passion for community development, specifically for youth empowerment and human empowerment in deep rural areas and semi-rural areas. So this is the passion that I have. This is something that I love. I feel good when someone come to me and says, Sanela, thank you for the things that you've been doing for me. Thank you for the things that you've helped me with. So this is my passion. This is something that I love. I'm not doing it for money. Yes, someone needs to have something to eat or something to sustain himself. But this is more than money or this is more than any resources. This is the passion. This is the love that I have.
Sanela, ons sit nou hier by die Langbos Crèche en Sorg Sentrum. En as ek hier rondom my kyk, dan sien ek kindertjies wat op swaaie speel, hier op die speelgrond. Ek sien vroue wat besig is om vir hulle kos te maak in die kombuisie. Ek sien 'n groentetuin, maar hier is ook baie dinge wat nog nie gedoen is nie en ook steeds baie behoeftes. Vertel vir ons bietjie meer.
When the COVID-19 started, we were struggling in terms of resources and funds in order to maintain our projects. Specifically, in Langbos Station Care Center, we have more than 8 staff, and the organization is struggling to pay their stipends. And another thing that we're struggling with is funds to maintain the building. I've shown you, Ms. Hudson, that the building needs proper maintenance, but we can't do maintenance because we don't have funding. In our garden as well, we don't have money to buy seeds and seedlings. We don't have proper fencing. The goats and the cattle, they enter our garden and destroy our garden. So we need fencing for our garden. We need funds for stipends. And then we need also funds in order to make sure that our programs and projects keep going. Because in this community of Langbos, people really, they are really struggling. And their only hope that they have is Langbos Station Care Center. So if ever that we can get people and organizations that can assist us, it will mean that we are not only helping Langbos Station Care Center, we are helping the whole community of Langbos. Yeah.
Saneli, jy het vir my vertel dat hoewel daar sopkombuise is wat kos verskaf aan mense wat werklik waar ver onder die broodlyn lewe, dat die verskaffing of die uitdeel van kos as 'n noodmaatreël goed is, maar dat dit nie die beste langtermyn oplossing is nie. Wat is jou droom?
I always fight with the people that I meet or in certain meetings. I don't believe in hangouts. I don't believe in people giving people food or giving people clothes. I believe in people who give people skills in order to sustain themselves. I want Langbos people or Langbos young people to get skills programs where they can use in order to get jobs or in order for them to start their own businesses. By giving people food, that's not development. By handing out clothes to unemployed or poor people, that's not development. But if ever that you can give them skills such as computer basic skills or other skills program, that will help them to find employment and to sustain themselves. To me, that's development.
Een van die dinge wat ons in die Sondagsrivier Vallei wil doen, is om data-insameling te doen, sodat ons die nuutste inligting het oor wat die inwonertal is en wat die behoeftes en die stand van sake hier in die vallei is. Ek is seker julle gaan ook betrokke raak met die opname om vas te stel wat die werklike behoefte aan opleiding hier in Langbos is.
We will do a survey, a proper survey where we'll check how many people do who need skills and to check how many people who have matric, how many people who are unemployed. I think that will take us a month or two and then we'll have a proper survey regarding Langbos community.
Saneli, jy is een van die mense wat betrokke is by die Sondagsrivier Collaborative, die SRC noem hulle self, en hierdie collaborative is werkelijk waar een groep mense wat samenwerking of collaboratie bevorder. Hulle doen ook leierskapsontwikkeling. Wat het die collaborative vir jou beteken, en wat is die lesse wat jy self daaruit geleer het?
Being a part of collaborative, it helped me as Osanele a lot, and it also helped my community a lot. I've learned a lot of stuff in collaborative. I've learned leadership skills. They gave me leadership training. They assisted me in terms of networking with other people that can assist me. And to be honest, that collaborative have done a massive job in Sanna Silver Valley. When the COVID-19 hit South Africa, we started with sanitizing schools, helping people with food, doing a lot of stuff in our community. And we also made sure that our community, people living in our community, meaning the farmers, the people living in township, live in a peaceful environment. Collaborative made a massive difference to Sanna Silver Valley community by inviting people who are owning farms and people who are leaders in the community, people who are leading in political organizations as well, to collaborate, to start Sanna Silver Valley Collaborative. Currently, we're doing amazing projects in partnership with organized businesses. We are doing amazing projects in education. We're doing amazing projects in health and safety. We're doing amazing projects in community development at large. So being a part of collaborative, I would say it's a blessing, also a blessing to all the communities around the Sanna Silver Valley Municipality.
Wat is jou groot droom vir Langbos en die gemeenskap hier in die vallei?
My big dream is to start a youth center in Nomatamsanqa for young people. The center will have a business hub, will have a youth clinic, because in Sanna Silver Valley, young people are facing difficulties in terms of receiving opportunities. It could be educational opportunities, it could be health, it could be school opportunities as well. So by starting that youth center, it will help a large number of young people in Lower Valley that will assist them in terms of health, where if they want to do HIV tests, they can go to that typical center. If they want to start businesses, there's people that can assist them. So I would dream to have that typical center that will assist young people in Lower Valley. Yeah.
Baie dankie aan Sanele. Julle gaan in die toekoms weer van hom hoor. En ek hoop regtig dat van sy drome waar kan word, dat hierdie gemeenskapsopheffingswerk voortgesit kan word en goeie vrugte sal oplewe. En nou gaan julle my tweede gas ontmoet. En dit is nie die eerste stukkie van sy verhaal wat ek hier met julle deel. En julle sal agterkom, dis die deel waar die woede nog groot was. Ek kuier vandag by Cloud, en hy gaan homself nou verder voorstel, en hy het ook 'n restaurant in een van die woongebiede van Addo, en dit is die Kilimanjaro African Cuisine restaurant. En ons sit nou binnen in die restaurant, en hy sê oor naweke is het nogal baie besig hierso.
Thanks, Mama. My name is Cloud Chovuka. I was born here in Edo, in the farm called Sunland. I grew up here in Edo, and I went to study further in the Western Cape, because remember those days, the highest standard of class that we had here, it was only standard 8, not these grades today. And I had to go out so that I can further the studies. And I came back to the Eastern Cape 1993. And when I was back here, I saw a lot of change, because we were about to approach the national elections when things were going to be changing. After that, I've been living the life of knowing me as only a black person who's been previously disadvantaged. And I've been having that mindset whenever I go around and do anything. I would always separate myself from people of the race, and the attitude that I had, it was out of this world, because I had that in my mind that there's us and them all the time. The other race, taking those people as human, it was something that was never occurring in my life. And I grew up and worked at VW for 15 years. Anyway, when I started to have friends of other race, like coloreds and white people and Indians and all of that, it was when I was in a tertiary education. I was in a tertiary, and then I had to learn about other races. But the fact that I'm white, I'm black, they are white, it was never something that I thought it will ever end. Even then I was working at VW, the attitude was still there. But we were working together because the environment was forcing us to work together. Even though when we out of work, we always going to be going back to the originality of things then, to say I'm black and other people are white and others are coloreds and all of that. Yeah, there was an anger because remember all these stories that we were hearing. Because remember those days when there was this apartheid era here, and we were very young, and we got stories about our uncles and grandparents and all of the kind of things that were living under a very stressful situations. And that thing was making us to boil and to say, this is it, and we need to make sure that we fight back. But after we got our freedom, we were told that there's no way that you can embark on any fight with anyone because we're all South Africans. But it was just a say, because in the back of our minds, we're always having that attitude of saying, these white people are still, they are our superiors and they are still our employers. They are still people that are holding the economy. They are still people that are getting respect more than us. All of that, it was something that was running in our heads, forgetting that even ourselves, we're depending on ourselves to pick ourselves up. We're not depending on anyone. So up until 2018, when let me start where this thing started.
Luister volgende week verder na wat met Cloud gebeur het na sy hele besigheid ineengestort het. En ek gee ook meer agtergrond oor hoe en waarom dit gebeur het. Hoe hy nog steeds foute gemaak het, maar hoe sy gesindheid verander het na hy by die collaborative betrokke geraak het. Ek gaan julle ook in die toekoms voorstel aan Theo Besidenhout wat deel is van hierdie leierskapsontwikkeling by die collaborative en hy sal sy stories ook met julle deel. Ek vertel hierdie stories want dit is dalk iets wat in julle eie gemeenskap kan gebeur. Dit is dalk iets wat brood nodig is in julle eie gemeenskap. Skakel volgende week weer in op my mooi dorp. Laat my weet wat by julle dorpe gebeur. Laat my weet wat julle nodig het om van julle dorpe modeldorpe te maak. En kom ons vat hande en ons stap hierdie pad saam. Tot volgende week dan. Groete van my, Marie Hudson.